You might say that the nurse at the high school sent the girl home early because the girl what at school? Or if a boy smoked 3 cigars or something like that, what would you say happened to him? What would happen to him?
How did you have it?
Well, yeah. What if I got pneumonia? What would you say happened to me?
Did you go with pneumonia?
Yeah. What if I got pneumonia? What would you say happened to me?
Well, I see. Taking cold, of course, pneumonia.
Yeah.
You look cold in pneumonia, you tell me now.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's what my daddy always told me, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say he feels sick.
Sick of stomach,
all right. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? They have a wedding and they have a party afterwards and they're teasing them and stuff. What would you call that?
They have a wedding and you're teasing.
Yeah.
You know, I said they're having a big time frolicking or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call a hobgoblin to threaten children with? You might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you? What would you say would get him?
Well, I tell him would get him.
Yeah. You're trying to scare him and make him do something.
Oh, I tell him the devil would get him.
The devil would get him, all right. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, what would you say to him? How would you greet him?
Yeah, I tell him come in.
Yeah, but if it was on Christmas morning, what would you say to him? What sort of greeting would you
give? Christmas gift.
All right. If you had a very heavy suitcase, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what very far with it. Right. If you got to get it from one place to another, what do you do to it?
What, a suitcase?
Yeah, a suitcase or anything.
What I do to it? That's how I get some more tickets.
Yeah. What if you had to get it there yourself? What would you call that?
Oh, tote it.
Tote it. Okay. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water and can draw its 4 legs and head up into its shell?
Turtle.
Would you call it anything different if it lived on land?
Well, there's some more. One stay in water and one stay more on land. I call him a tadpole.
Yeah. That's what we are. That's what we always call them if they stayed on land, too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
Children.
What do you call a center part of an egg?
Yo.
Alright. What do you call the upper part of a man's body? What do you call that?
Chest.
Alright. What would you call a small flat-bottom craft with oars that you use on the lake?
Cove.
Small flat-bottom craft with oars that you use on the lake? Get around on the lake on? What would you call that?
Boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow? You put on a pillow like that. What would you call it?
Put on a bed.
Put on a pillow. Covering that you put onto a pillow, what do you call that?
Well, we call that a pillowcase,
all right. If a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's a pretty what of beads. What would you call it?
Mm-hmm. If you're wearing beads around her neck.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where I call that now.
Well, would you call it a string of beads or a pair of beads or a strand of beads?
Yeah, you got a nice string of beads on. Put a string
on.
That's what we said.
Okay.